الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, by way of introduction, a few important reminders. One is, we learn from our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamallah Fuyudahum, that amal we all do make, alhamdulillah. Some of us less, some of us more. But we do engage in amal. For the acceptance of the amal, Hazrat has explained five very, very valuable points. That we must try and keep these five points in mind, then our amal will be acceptable by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The first is to have the knowledge of that amal. That this amal we want to do, the proper Islamic knowledge of how to do it. We want to make wudu, we must know the masail of wudu. We have to know what breaks wudu, etc. All those, so the masail, the rules we have to know. We want to do business also, we have to know the rules of the business. We want to get married, we have to know the rights of the wife. The wife must know the rights of the husband. And in fact, we all have to know the purpose of marriage. Today we have completely lost the purpose of marriage, and therefore we have landed ourselves, instead of a blissful garden of Jannah, in the hell holes of Jahannam. Because of we don't know the purpose of marriage. So all the knowledge is very, very important, whatever we want to do. Second, of course, is the amal. We do the amal also. According to that knowledge, we do the amal. And then a third very important point, these are few basic points, is ikhlas, sincerity. If we do a lot of amal, whole night, tahajjud, but no sincerity. Every day we keep roza, but no sincerity. All is haba mansura. It will just fly away. It will have no weight whatsoever. So sincerity is very, very important. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Jazahumullah Khair has taught us also that on one occasion, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that riyakari, to do things for name and fame, to do things for worldly gain, comes in such a stealthily, such a secret way in the heart that a person doesn't even know. You start doing the amal with sincerity. You are doing it for sincerity. But then your deer changed. And you are not even aware of it. And it comes, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, it's a riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, our Shaykh explained to us, that how a black ant on a black night is walking on a black stone, Nobody can see it also. Nobody can hear any sound of it. More secretly than that, to do things for name, gain, world fame, worldly gain, comes into the heart. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah reward him and all the Sahaba tremendously, over and over. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum are a great, great, great ni'mat for us, for this ummah. How they questioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they took the knowledge, how they protected the knowledge, how they propagated the knowledge, what sacrifices they made. Those days there were no computers, those days there was no all easy today that you just take something from here, paste it here, take from here, take it there. They had to write on the barks of trees, on leaves of trees, on stone. But how today, with all our technology, we cannot preserve the knowledge as the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and the great, great ulama of Islam, Imam Bukhari rahmatul, all the great ulama, how they brought knowledge to us. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that case all of us will be destroyed. That we hardly know that riyakari has come in the heart. That we're not doing it for Allah's sake. We're hardly aware of it. So we might be doing amal whole life, great, great amal. But it's not for Allah. It is destroyed. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, may Allah ta'ala send billions and billions and billions of his rahmat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, da'iman, abadan. On our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he taught us such a simple dua, which we all do know. Just the words, little bit perhaps we have to adjust it, but we all know this dua. It is just like reading the fifth kalima, Radde Kufar, against Kufar. The words are very similar, just a little bit. If we read that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you will be saved of all types of riyakari. The big amount of it, the small amount. What is done secretly, what is done publicly. What is in little, what is in much, every type of riyakari. In other words, you will become 100% mukhlis. So if we just read this dua once a day, we should try and put it in our ma'amul, inshallah, to read this dua once a day. What is the dua? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Just so much we read, and we will be saved of all types of riyakari. So anyway, sincerity is the third very important point, and together with that, make the dua that Ya Allah, to all the qualities of acceptance, bless us with them. There are many more. Sincerity is the most important. And then the fourth is, with sincerity, that We have the fear whether this amal is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. That is also a very important thing. The Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala, the great ulama, have explained that if a person doesn't have that fear, and he did lot of amal also, but that fear did not come, then it's a sign that that amal will not be accepted by Allah. So we should have all what we did, now what we are doing, our Islahi Jalsa, our namazes we read, everything, whole life's amal. A person must continuously be afraid and worried whether it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. On one occasion, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was visiting us here in South Africa, and he heard about Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, our Ustad of so many students, that there were very few Huffaz in our country, and especially in the Transvaal area, the old Transvaal area. But by his efforts, many students had become Hafiz. So he was keen to meet him, and he went there to meet him. And when he asked him, I heard that many students you have made Hafiz. How many have you made Hafiz? Hafiz immediately said, that I will know in the Qabr, whether it's accepted or not. What is accepted, so many I made. What is not accepted, is nothing. Eh? So we have to have that fear, whatever the ulama who are doing so great work. We as ordinary people, whatever our little namazes are, our tilawat, our zikr, we should have this fear all the time that whether it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. What was the other point? Ji. And the other very important point is ittiba'i sunnah, to follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we do, our Shaykh gives the example that after asr namaz, we read our farad. Now we go in a closed room, we lock the door, nobody can see us, and we are making namaz now, nafal namaz, right till maghrib. All that namaz is against sunnah, so it won't be accepted. So all our amal must be in the parameters, in the daira, in the limits of our shariat and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for this also, we cannot thank enough the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. They were die hearts of the sunnah. They, one letter extra, they would stop from that. Anything missed in the sunnah, with their own close, dear, blood family, they would become so upset if they did or said anything against the sunnah. So Allah Ta'ala bring that quality also in us, that we try and live our lives in totality according to the sunnah, inshallah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. One great sunnah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali advised, that always make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one very great sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the making of salam. This has gone very, very much out of us. Our Shaykh's son, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, says that when salam was common in the ummah, there was peace everywhere. Peace within a person, within himself also, in his family also, in his neighborhood, in his community, in the world there was peace. Today salam really is gone like out of our lives. So we find that everywhere a person hasn't got peace within himself also. All the time it's like in anxiety, he's in worry. In his family, in our homes there isn't that peace. In our community, and we know the ummah what we are going through. One of the major causes of this, which no counselor will tell us, no psychologist will tell us, no psychiatrist will tell us, is this great sunnah of making salam. And the salam is such a great namat of Allah Ta'ala. And also, all the solutions for our problems is Islam. And Islam basically is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So simple. The solutions are simple. But we don't want to accept these things which are. And it's free of charge. The solutions are free of charge. But still we don't pay big price or amounts of money by counselors and by psychiatrists, etc. It doesn't make sense. What the Maulvis tell you, the Maulanas tell you, that in other words, what Quran and Hadith say, which is a dangerous statement, that can't solve our problem. What the psychiatrists will say, what counselors will say, that can solve the problem. And here we find, from day one, La as'alukum alayhi ajra. I don't ask you for any worldly pay for this. Till today it is the same system. And the ulama will give time, go and ask one doctor met a lawyer at a social function, wedding or something. So he said that sometimes, like in such gatherings, a wedding, etc., any social function, people ask me advice, I got this problem, I got that problem. So I tell him, have this, do this, stay away from this. But I can't charge him, he didn't come to my surgery. So what do you do if somebody asks you advice like that? So he says, I charge them. And in the week, the doctor got a statement from the lawyer also. That advice I gave you, he billed him for it. He didn't let him go. So like that, they won't spare us. But you ask a Maulvi, really, there are those, ulama, Allah give me also tawfiq. Middle of the night you phone them, they at your service. Till today, present, there are those ulama that we know, our friends. Allah give us also tawfiq. We are extremely weak. Anytime, anywhere, their own work, their family, anything, they put it one side, they are the service of mankind. And they serve them. So Allah give us tawfiq. So yeah, the system is such, your deen is such, you are not charged for it. But Allah give us the tawfiq, the understanding that this is our solution. Bring that into our lives. No matter how it might appear on the surface, but this is our solution. Obeying the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. According to the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we all know, we hear this alan over and over. Jamaat brothers will come to our door and explain the same thing. They will give bayan and explain the same thing. And that is the solution. Allah give us all. So salam is a very, very great treasure. And the rewards of it are so great. And what a beautiful greeting. Tahiyyata min indillah. A greeting from Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Our ulama explained, this greeting imported from Jannah. This greeting is not of this dunya. Allah Ta'ala sent the farishta to make salam to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and taught him this greeting. One Bangladeshi alim was visiting us and here sitting here on the minbar, he explained three very beautiful meanings of salam. The first meaning he said, which we all know and the common meaning, peace. And is this something small? That if you tell somebody, Assalamu alaikum, you are telling him, may peace be with you. If a person is in peace, whether he's poor or whatever, but he's got peace, what a great treasure. Today the world, with all their riches and their wealth, they are looking for peace. And peace, Allah gave it all the time. All the time you're making salam. So peace is the year. The second meaning he explained is the name of Allah Ta'ala. As-salamu al-mu'minu al-muhaiminu al-azizu al-jabbar. Yeah, the meaning is that when you make salam, you are saying, As-salamu ma'akum, may Allah be with you. And the example he gave, like a husband, father, head of the family, was sleeping with the family the whole night at home. In the morning he's going to work now, he's leaving the family. So he's telling them, I'm going, but I'm leaving Allah to look after you. How much of solace doesn't a person get just by the words of it? And if the reality is there, what to say then? That Allah is with us. And then when he is going, they reply, Wa alaykumu salam, wa ma'akumu salam. And Allah be with you also. You are going on the roads, hijackings take place, accidents take place, everything. Allah be with you. Allah be your protector. What greater thing can there be? And also one time, one person, he was leaving home, he heard a bayan perhaps like this, so he made salam, loudly as before he was leaving, before never. And all of us think also when we leave home, do we make salam? Whenever we leave home, now when those of us who came when we left home, did we make salam? Salam must be made, and preferably we'll make, for example, with the wife, everyone, but when we're leaving the house also, make a nice loud salam. MashaAllah, some of our friends we know, every time they enter, nice, properly loud salam. When they're leaving, a nice loud salam. You are leaving the greatest treasure with the family, and you are taking with you the greatest treasure. So anyway, a person who wasn't usually making salam, he made loud salam. So the whole family got shocked. That is he going to die today or what? Before he never made salam like that, today he made salam like that. So they all gathered on the balcony and now they're seeing him off and all making salam to him also. Allah give us tawfiq to make this salam. And the third meaning he said that when you make salam, you are giving guarantee to the next person to whom you are making salam, who is making to who salam, that I will not interfere in your person. I won't harm you in any way. Your finances, your respect, your honor, your wife, your daughter, your sisters, your mother, I won't interfere. I give you guarantee from my side. And when that person replies, he also gives that guarantee. Allahu Akbar. Just our salam, what a great thing Allah Ta'ala has given us. And it comes also in the riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, a person who makes 20 times salam a day, and he passes away that day, he goes straight to Jannah. So the returns are also, the benefits are so much, the importance and necessity of it is so great. And this is our deen. These simple things. We like very nice, sophisticated lectures and present it also in such a way, etc. It must be a seminar, it must be a workshop, there must be papers that must be handed in and all types of things. Our deen is simple like this. But if we can, Allah put it in our hearts and we accept it. And the salam also, we should make it properly. Many times on the phone also, you make salam, from this side you salam, and it's finished. That is not salam. As-salamu alaykum. One Sudani alim told our Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi, that you people, as-salamu alaykum. That is not the way to make salam. He say pronounce the hamza at the beginning clearly. Assalamu alaikum. So properly we should make salam. Maulana Abbas Ali Jina, the Ahmad Barakatum, the president of Jamiatul Ulama, his father, old man, we saw him, very pious person. Those days when the exchange system used to work. Phones were not aware of our smartphones and where all these phones. You should have to phone a dial, turn that thing on the side. Then the operator at the post office will reply. You tell him what number you want and he connects you with that number. So that person, white man, Afrikaner man, he told Maulana's father, he says, why when you Muslims, they had to listen till the connection is made. Then they put it down. They shouldn't listen after that. So he say, whenever you people make, you start your conversation, you start with Slanum of Dikop. According to his Afrikaans, what he heard in his mind, Salaam Alaikum. So he heard it, now he doesn't know what, so he heard Slanum of, hit him on the head. And that person replies again and said, Maay Tom Khaslan. That mother hit him, Maalaikum Salaam. Still very common in us, listen to our old people, Maalaikum Salaam, Maay Tom Khaslan. He hears it like that. So he says, why do you people, what you people got? So it's very important that our salam be made properly. Assalamu alaikum. And don't be shy. Don't mumble it away. But properly, loud is a shiar of Islam. Salam is a great sign of Islam. We are shy. If there are non-Muslims around, we are shy to make salam. Whereas it is a shiar of Islam, it is a very important aspect of Islam. So we should try and make salam properly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. The ayat-e-kareema that I have recited is in the beginning of the Quran Sharif. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, what a kalam of Allah, kalam emojis. It makes a person helpless. It's a kalam of ijaz, full and full. That Allah Ta'ala has addressed here the whole of mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. Before that Allah addressed the believers. Who are the believers? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb wa yuqimuna salah. 5 ayats about the believers. Then 2 ayats about the open non-believers, the kafirs. And these 2 groups are clear. Who are the believers? Who are the non-believers? Then 1 whole ruku of 13 ayats of the munafiqeen, because they are the very dangerous people. They are the snakes in the grass. Amongst us, they are yeh with us, talk with us, laugh with us, eat with us, make namaz with us, but they are our enemies. They take our secrets and we give it to the non-Muslims. They tell all our things to the non-Muslims. And also we should not be sleeping and be unaware. The Freemasons, they are amongst us also here. And they take our secrets and they go and give them away. We have to be very careful. This and for 13 ayahs Allah explained the munafiqeen, because they are our enemies. We must be very careful. And the fear that you can be a munafiq also. Today is the time when nifaq amali is widespread. That we say we are Muslims, but our whole lifestyle is like of non-Muslims. Our dressing, our homes, our holidays, our everything is like non-Muslims. And we don't know now, nifaq-e-i'tiqadi also, how much it has become widespread. That we say we believe, as Allah reward Mufti Sahab, there are so many things which have come into us. The Darwin theory of evolution. And once we were in one country, and after Asr we were sitting, and there was a few brothers, and long time between Asr and Maghrib there. So there was a university student. We started talking, so I asked him, Ezuis, what are you studying? I mean, at university, what are you studying? History. So I asked him, what is the history of mankind? So he said, Darwin theory of evolution. He made namaz with us, he's in namaz, he's with us. But it is his i'tiqad that we have come, na'uzubillah, from monkey. And there are many like that today. And with our children especially, we have to be very, very careful. And our young girls and sisters, many of them, they prefer and they do teaching course over with UNISA online. And in there also all this is taught to them. And if they don't understand it, they in turn go and teach it. In one school, our Muslim school, it was also being taught. And when they ask the teacher, he says, it's a syllabus. He's a Muslim teacher also. He says, it's in the syllabus, I have to teach it. And what is taught at school is like gospel truth. What the parents will say, the children will doubt them. What the Maulistab will say in the Maktab, they will doubt them. But what the teacher says, that they accept as wholehearted truth. And what things, in not to be talking of other countries, in our own country, many women who are not so pious as such, but they know they've got some idea of deen. They came to the imam and said that we found in my daughter's books and papers, I found a certificate of baptism. She was baptized as a Christian. Another, they find there's a Bible in her, and she's reading her Bible. One, the family, our family, in our country, sitting to eat, and the child sits like this. So they ask, what are you doing? He says, I'm asking Jesus for bread. That Jesus will give me bread. So all these things are happening. So if this is the condition, where do we stand? And aqaid is the most important. Allah reward our friends. This is very, very important. The 5 books which are available now on aqaid, our beliefs, our ibadat, our muamalat, business transactions. And here also we falter so much. And usually, ask the mufti, it's just a small adjustment we have to make and it becomes according to Shariat and it will be according to the law of the land also. It's not so difficult. And then our mu'asharat, how do we deal with one another? Our akhlaqiyat, that's our akhlaq, our character, and our adab, respect, etc. Adab, all these are so important. So these things, Allah Ta'ala made that we get it. So anyway, this whole ruku is about the munafiqeen. Allah protect us from the munafiqeen and from nifaq coming into us. And nifaq coming into us, hypocrisy, the clear sign of it is that a person feels, I'm the worst munafiq. I'm a munafiq. Till he feels like that, inshallah, he's free of nifaq. And the day he doesn't feel, and he feels, I'm sincere, then there is a great danger for that person. So all the time we should have this fear. Great, great sahaba. They used Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Now who else must we quote after that? He went to Hazrat Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was given the list of all the munafiqeen. He says, I know it's your secret from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can't divulge those names. But just tell me, is my name not in there? How he feared also. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then after that now Allah addresses the whole of mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. And what must you do now, whatever group you belong to come for felicity, for success, for goodness of deen, dunya and akhirah, just do one thing, u'budu rabbakum, worship your Rabb. And what a command Allah gave, that make ibadat of your Rabb. In that command, Allah gave the reason why you must make Allah's ibadat, because He is your Rabb. Rabb is the one who brought you into existence from non-existence. There was a time when we were about 4 months, 10 days in the womb of our mother. There was no life in us. Then Allah is the one who brought the ruh. And when the ruh came, then life came into us. Before that, we were like ma'adum. We were dead. And before that 4 months and 10 days, we were nowhere. There was no sign of us. Nobody spoke about us. There was nothing about us. Then Allah Ta'ala made the outward form, this body of ours. Then Allah put the ruh, which is the life. As long as this ruh is in this body, all of us sitting here in the whole world, 6, 7, 8 billion people, as many as they are, all the animals, all the insects, the birds, the fish, all of them, till Allah's command, ruh is in there, there is life. As soon as if the ruh has to go out now, everything will come to an end. Now prepare for janazah namaz. Prepare to go and bury the person, because the ruh, so the ruh is more, so this ruh, the food of this ruh is the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah created the heavens and the earth, put all our necessities in the earth. The earth makes, when the water comes down, Allah makes our fruit to come about. Allah makes all the flower to come. Allah Ta'ala makes the grass grow. The animals eat it. We get our mutton and our chicken, etc. All that we get, all that is for the body. But the most important is the ruh. And the food of the ruh is the ibadat of Allah. We eat all other delicious food. May Allah bring that day, as our ulama have explained, that the food of the ruh, our namaz, tilawat of Quran, obedience of Allah, becomes more enjoyable than our food of the body, more enjoyable than biryani, more enjoyable than pulao, more enjoyable than that punch juice of yours. Hey, nice and cold and such a mixture, so wonderful, but when deen will become more enjoyable. So this is that command Allah Ta'ala, and that is why we have gathered here. This Islahi Jalsa is to bring that ruh within us. In everything we need the ruh. In our madaris, our makatib, we learned how to make wudu. We learned how to make namaz. But we all have to admit, we were very weak in our namazes. We shouldn't even make wudu. We shouldn't make namaz also. We were very lax. Then in tabligh, jamaat, we learned the amal. The amal comes in our life. Now we start practicing. Amal comes. Many of us will say that we learned in the madrasa, but I started practicing when I went in jamaat. Then there is the third department, which is called islah, where the reality of it comes now. Not only the outward form of it, and not only the practice on it, but really that reality comes now. And now that enjoyment comes in there. When this happens, then a person gets this great enjoyment. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, ubudu rabbakum. All this, bring it within you. And then Allah makes it clear that who is that Rabb? Alladhi khalaqakum, the one who has created you. From here, right at the beginning, we have to get right out of our head. There is no Darwin theory of evolution. We did not come for, Allah says that Allah is the, and yeah, Allah in these ayat here, Allah is challenging mankind. If you think the Quran is not the word of Allah, if you think Alladhi khalaqakum is not the word of the one and only, the He who is since ever, who He who is forever, He is word who is absolute. If you think this is not right, bring something like it. Allah said, bring the Quran like it. Bring 10 surahs like it. Bring one surah like it. Again Allah challenged, bring one surah. Bring a surah like Inna Aatayna, like the Quran. When you can't, you have to accept this is the word of Allah. And when it is the word of Allah, and it is the word of Allah, the Creator, the Absolute, and He says that He is the one who created you. And how Allah created us. When a doctor, a Canadian doctor, many years ago wrote a book on medicine, medical book, on the formation of the child in the womb of the stomach. And he gave all how they, according to medical, their saunas, x-rays, gynecology, what all knowledge they got, he showed how a child from beginning, how it moves, how it is made, etc. And at the end of the book, he asked for anyone in the world who can give some more information about this, but not from a medical point of view. He said that we have got all. That is by us. But from any other source, if somebody can give. A Malaysian doctor, Allah reward him, he wrote all the ayats of the Quran Sharif. And not one, two, not five, six. How many ayats Allah Ta'ala? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطَفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. A whole that year. And many, many other places. When he wrote, this doctor was amazed. 1400 years ago, when in the deserts of Arabia, there was no word like gynecology. There was no X-ray machine, there was no sauna machine. There were no all encyclopedias and dictionaries and books of medicine. And so perfectly, the child, how it is formed, how we today, after 1400 years, know. From a scientific point of view, so perfectly it is described, this can be nobody else's word but the maker of the child, the creator of the child. From here also understand, whether it is with regard to science or anything else, science, what is science which is acceptable? What is science that is beneficial? Is that it studies the system of Allah, that how Allah's system is working, and it should take them to the realization of the existence of Allah and the working of Allah. Maulana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani, Shaykh al-Islam Rahmatullah Ali, one Englishman told him that you people are invited in the Quran Sharif that you ponder in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard. That you people are invited, and you people, you don't ponder in the ayat. And we ponder. And at that time he said, we are now at the stage that we are going to be reaching the moon. So Maulana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah explained to him that we have studied, and we also, and we came to the conclusion, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. We have understood, Ya Allah. And we reached Allah Ta'ala. You people are going on, and you are missing Allah. You know, for what all this is made, to reach Allah, to understand Allah. So when science goes beyond its limit, out of its limit, and it wants to, now it becomes like, it becomes too big for its boots. And now it is dictating to Allah. And now it is saying that how creation has come. Science was only to find out how everything is working, the skies, the animals, the birds, our bodies, everything, to see the creation and to come to this conclusion, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila, subhanaka faqina azab an-nar. We have reached there and we're begging of Allah. You people are still on the way, you're just not reaching your destination to reach Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala is the one that has created us, no Darwin's theory of evolution. Allah save us, today is a time of great concern for us ourselves, that our children who are going to convent schools, who are going to missionary schools, who are going to Christian schools, who are going to government schools, who are going to private schools, we have to be very careful what the condition of the iman is. So anyway, this person I spoke to him, he told me that we are from Darwin theory, we are from monkeys. Then I told him, I asked him, that how did this whole creation come about? You study history. Clearly he told, Muslim person, and making namaz, and we will all accept 100% he's a Muslim. We will go and eat by his house, no question about the food being halal, haram, he's a Muslim. But he says that this whole world came about with the Big Bang theory. Eh? That the one Big Bang took place, then where is the iman of such a person? And our children, we would, science again we study, and what is one basic teaching of science? Matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. Allah is the absolute. He says, kun, and from nothing Allah makes. And when Allah wants to destroy, then Allah destroys it, and there's no existence of that, no, in no scrapyard. It is not dumped in the sea. It is not put away somewhere in the sky. It is finished. There is nothing left of it. This is our Allah. So, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And this whole exercise, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that we acquire this taqwa. What is this taqwa? Today, very commonly what we hear, many, many persons, Allah make us maaf, all of us, we are in the same boat. When my anger overtakes me, then my head doesn't work. Then one person, our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained, he told his wife, I'm going to make kachumar out of you today. I'm going to pulp you and there's been nothing left of you today. While he's so angry, and when a person is angry like that also, he shouts out to his friends, hold me before I kill him. If he wants to kill him, why must you hold him? But now I'll kill him today. I'll do this to him. I'll do that to him. But suddenly he's so cross with his wife, and there's a knock on the door. When he looks from the peephole, he sees the brothers-in-law, two brothers-in-law of the wife are there. They are both in the army, and they've got both their guns and everything. Now suddenly he goes to the wife, you know, it happens between us. Husband and wife, all these things happen. Forget, just now he was so angry that he couldn't control himself. Now where did that anger evaporate into? Where is gone? Then he will also understand that the matter is gone. No way, it's destroyed. It doesn't exist anywhere. That time you'll understand it. Why is it like? Similarly, when lust overtakes a person, young people, today masturbation is promoted by the enemies of Islam. Shaytan and ikhwanu shayateen, min al-jinni wal-in, they bring all false and terrible argument and they promote it. Homosexuality is being promoted. Where are we heading to? In which direction are we going? So when a person, anyway, his anger overtakes him, his lust overtakes him, this woman, I just can't take my eyes off her. How she's walking, how she's dressing, whether it's on the phone, whether in life we are watching, all this, just at that time, when you just can't control yourself, you are beyond yourself, there is nothing that can help you. Somebody puts a gun to your head and says, look, let me see how you're looking. Now, where suddenly all that anger will go away? Where suddenly all that lust will go away? You thought masturbation, this is the last time, I'll never do it again. You thought that, I just can't help it, I have to do it. Somebody just puts a gun to your head, where it went to? So what is that gun to the head? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَسْتَقُونَ. Much more powerful than the gun is Allah who is on you. Just that realization, this is why we are gathered for myself, for all of us, that whatever we do, we realize the presence of the great Qudrat. Allah is that Qadir, 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 that nobody can do anything against Allah. What Allah desires and what He intends doing, He will do it. If Allah wants to snatch away my eyes, He will snatch them away. Allah wants to rearrange my brain and make me a mental case, He can do that. Allah wants to make my spine just a flop and then I can't even sit, forget, stand. I can't even lie down. I don't know I'm coming or I'm going. We understand that Allah, not a gun to my head. That Allah is watching and He's got this Qudrat. Then immediately, Muslims of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Allahu Akbar, these were the ulama. Somebody asked him that a person, you said that I'm so much into gambling and when I want to gamble, I just can't stop. I can't control myself. And ask the gamblers when this urge comes, lotto. A person got no money for food, got no money for anything. Lotto, he's got money. The way that comes into a person, I must do this. So, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, they asked him the ilaj, but it won't make sense to me and to you, unfortunately. He said, he's got the willpower, let him use his willpower. And everyone, Allah has given that willpower. Whether it is your drugs, whether it is your desire for masturbation, for homosexuality, for illicit love affairs, for anything, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah did not make anything haram on us which we could not stay away. But we are immature. We can do it. Once we were in Jamaat, five Saatis ulama. One of them was a very good friend and very experienced old man, Ali, from Bengal, in India. So he said that in Jamaat work, if a Jamaat comes with 5, 10, 20 Jamaats came, 200, 500 people came suddenly to your masjid. But if you go, and you have to prepare meals, he says, I will show you how to do it, and they will be making their zuhr, and after zuhr, the meals will be ready for them. But on condition you are not immature. That what you can do, you apply yourself. You do it, and you will prepare for 500 people. Well, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, explained so many instances. Visited, Hazrat was very mehman nawaz. Allah give us that quality also. To be hospitable is a great quality. Hazrat should say, visitors used to come before Zuhar. And he explained in detail that he should tell the family, do this. On his way, he should tell the butcher to send this meat, send the grocery to send this. He went for namaz. By the time they came with the visitors, food was ready already.
You didn't expect visitors for 5 people, 8, 10 people, food is ready, down on the table.
So this is that himmat which I am the worst, that himmature, we don't want to use it. Allah has given us that capability. If we use it, all these gunas and that, we will get saved. Anyway, so Allah Ta'ala is that being who created us, who created our parents also, from nowhere else but Allah is our creator, and to acquire this taqwa. Then Allah Ta'ala explains His ni'mat more. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. How Allah has spread the earth, and Allah made the skies. This earth Allah spread it out and gave the قِتُمْ وَتَوْجَاوِرَاتُمْ, that this earth, pieces of them are joined with one.